Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The left fielder, Ernie Coy. Batting third. The second baseman, Lonnie Frey. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Frank McCormick. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting sixth. The catcher, Dick West. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jim Gleason. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Harry Kraft. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Vandermeer. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Johnny Vandermeer. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Stan Heck. Batting second. The right fielder, Phil Cavaretta. Batting third. The center fielder, Barney Olson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Babe Dahlgren. Batting fifth. The catcher, Bob Skeffing. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Dom D'Alessandro. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Lou Stringer. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bobby Sturgeon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Volley Eaves. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Volley Eaves. And now, play ball. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a fly ball into center field. Olson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Coy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coy is hit by the pitch. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Coy moves to third. Frey moves to second. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is walked intentionally. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Coy scores. Frey scores. McCormick moves to second. It's 2-0, Reds. Dick West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a fly ball into left field. D'Alessandro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason hits a fly ball into center field. Olson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Heck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heck hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta takes first base on ball four. Barney Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cavaretta moves to second. Two outs. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren hits a fly ball into center field. Kraft settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Harry Kraft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraft hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Skeffing settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Vandermeer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vandermeer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Heck fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-1 in the game. Joost hits a pop-up towards first. Dahlgren settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Skeffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeffing hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Skeffing moves to third. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Vandermeer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Skeffing scores. D'Alessandro moves to third. It's 2-1, Reds. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Stringer. The throw from West and he is out, Juiced applying the tag. One out. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon strikes out. Two outs. Volley Eaves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eaves strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Ernie Coy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coy is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Coy takes first base on ball 4. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Frey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stringer fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sturgeon scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-1 in the game. Hack hits a fly ball into center field. Kraft settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Vandermeer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Barney Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson is 0-for-1 in the game. Olson hits a ball on the ground towards second. Frey picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Frey. Olson moves to second. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by West for a passed ball. Olson moves to third. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 0-for-1 in the game. Dahlgren takes first base on ball 4. Bob Skeffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeffing is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Skeffing strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Werber hits a fly ball into center field. Olson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-1 in the game. West hits a pop-up towards first. Dahlgren settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 0-for-1 in the game. Gleason hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. D'Alessandro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stringer hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCormick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon is 0-for-1 in the game. Sturgeon hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. West settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Harry Kraft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraft is 0-for-1 in the game. Kraft hits a pop-up towards third. Hack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Vandermeer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vandermeer is 0-for-1 in the game. Vandermeer strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-2 in the game. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sturgeon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Volley Eaves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eaves is 0-for-1 in the game. Eaves strikes out. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-2 in the game. Hack hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cavaretta takes first base on ball 4. Hack moves to second. Barney Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hack moves to third. Cavaretta moves to second. Barney Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Olson strikes out. Two outs. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Dahlgren strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Ernie Coy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coy is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Coy hits a pop-up towards short. Sturgeon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Frey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards second. Stringer scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Skeffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeffing is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Skeffing hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Coy. Skeffing reaches second base with a double. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. D'Alessandro bunts towards the mound. Vandermeer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Skeffing moves to third. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stringer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to home to get Skeffing. D'Alessandro moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon is 0-for-2 in the game. Sturgeon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. D'Alessandro moves to third. Stringer moves to second. Volley Eaves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eaves is 0-for-2 in the game. Eaves strikes out. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. D'Alessandro scores. Stringer moves to third. Sturgeon moves to second. It's Reds, 2, Cubs, 2. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Cavaretta strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs 2. The Reds will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Werber hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Werber. The throw from Skeffing and he is safe. Werber steals second. Dick West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-2 in the game. West strikes out. One out. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 0-for-2 in the game. Gleason takes first base on ball 4. Harry Kraft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraft is 0-for-2 in the game. Kraft hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of D'Alessandro. Kraft reaches second base with a double. Werber scores. Gleason goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, Reds. Johnny Vandermeer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vandermeer is 0-for-2 in the game. Vandermeer strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-3 in the game. Joost hits a fly ball into right field. Cavaretta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Barney Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Olson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Vandermeer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Dahlgren takes first base on ball 4. Bob Skeffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeffing is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Skeffing strikes out. Two outs. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. D'Alessandro hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCormick scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats D'Alessandro for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs 2. The Reds will come to bat. Ernie Coy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coy is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Coy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Frey is called out on strikes. Two outs. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sturgeon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stringer hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sturgeon is called out on strikes. Two outs. Greek George pinch hits for Volley Eaves. Greek George is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. George strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs 2. The Reds will come to bat. Todd Pressinal now pitching. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Werber hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Dahlgren settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0 for 3 in the game. West strikes out. Two outs. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Gleason takes first base on ball 4. Harry Kraft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraft is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Kraft strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Lloyd Wehner now playing right field. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Cavaretta takes first base on ball 4. Barney Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Olson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cavaretta moves to second. Joe Beggs now pitching. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Dahlgren hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Coy. Dahlgren reaches second base with a double. Cavaretta scores. Olson goes all the way around to score. It's Reds, 4, Cubs, 4. Bill Nicholson pinch hits for Bob Skeffing. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a fly ball into right field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. D'Alessandro is walked intentionally. Charlie Gilbert pinch hits for Lou Stringer. Charlie Gilbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbert is walked intentionally. Dahlgren moves to third. D'Alessandro moves to second. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Sturgeon hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCormick scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sturgeon for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs 4. The Reds will come to bat. Clyde McCullough now catching. Johnny Hudson now playing second base. Joe Beggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beggs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Presnell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 4 in the game. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Presnell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Coy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coy is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Coy hits a fly ball into right field. Cavaretta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Todd Presnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Presnell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Beggs fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hack hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0 for 2 in the game. With 3 walks. Cavaretta hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Coy who is chasing the ball. Cavaretta reaches third base with a triple. Hack goes all the way around to score. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 5, and Cincinnati Reds, 4. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.